Arizona hasn't had a permanent U.S. attorney since President Trump took office more than 2 years ago. Elizabeth Strange had been the acting U.S. attorney since John Leonardo resigned early in 2017. And now we've learned that the state finally has a nominee to hold the position with the official title. His name is Michael Bailey, and he's currently chief of staff and chief deputy to Attorney General Mark Brnovich. With us to talk more about Bailey and the U.S. attorney position itself is Arizona's former U.S. attorney, Paul Charlton, who served in that role from 2001 to 2006. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Steve.
So what should we know about Michael Bailey?
Well, he's a great choice. He's been in the office of our Attorney General, Mark Brnovich. He knows what it means to run a large office. He's been a line prosecutor. He knows what it means to be an ethical prosecutor, to do what is right every day. And he's about to take the job that almost everybody who's had this job as the U.S. attorney will tell you is the best job a lawyer can have.
Well, you have to go into details on that. Why is that?
Well, because every single day, your sole objective is to do what's right. There's a great line that most prosecutors know that you are charged to make sure that neither the innocent suffer nor the guilty escape. Most lawyers don't have those kinds of extraordinary responsibilities. The U.S. attorney supervises prosecutors who understand that, and it's a great and rewarding job for that reason.
But the job itself, the appointment, is driven by political concerns to some extent. I mean, obviously, when you were appointed, you were appointed for some of those reasons, obviously some of the other reasons you mentioned as well. And then you ran into a situation where you had an issue with what the administration and the DOJ wanted you to do. So how much can the politics go into it? Can you be as independent as you'd like to be?
Well, that's a great question. And you can and should be as independent as you want to be. The overriding dictate for people who hold this job is to do what you think is right. In my situation, there was a death penalty case that I didn't think it was appropriate to seek the death penalty on. In Mark Brnovich's role as the attorney general, he has to make those decisions every day, but he's independent and he can't be fired for disagreeing. Certainly, Mike Bailey knows that he's going to follow the dictates of his conscience, and if that conscience and his decisions collide with what's happening in Washington, he'll have to make a decision as to whether or not he can accept the directions from Washington. But I suspect he's going to lead that office as he should, and that he won't run into the same problems that I did.
Paul, has Arizona suffered at all, and a number of other states as well, by not having, as I mentioned, President Trump's been in office for more than 2 years, by not having an official U.S. attorney?
It's been an extraordinary problem. And to be perfectly accurate about this, too, Betsy Strange has done a great job, but she was only the acting U.S. attorney for a short period of time. She's now the first assistant. So in reality, Steve, there is no acting U.S. attorney in the state of Arizona, and that's a significant problem for making decisions about who we should prosecute or who we should not prosecute. All of those decisions now are not being made here in Arizona, but many of them have to be made out of Washington, D.C., and I know that we as Arizonans would prefer to have someone who understands the ground truth, if you will, as opposed to people in D.C. making most of those decisions.
So, Paul, so Ms. Strange was in a situation where she was sort of carrying out orders. Could she make suggestions? How would that work then?
She was handicapped significantly. So just as one easy example, if you're a prosecutor and you're prosecuting someone who is, say, 17 years old, there's a decision that has to be made. Do you transfer the 17-year-old to adult status and prosecute that individual as an adult? That's typically a decision that's made by the sitting U.S. attorney. It can no longer be made here in Arizona. It has to be made by Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, who, as you can imagine, is very busy with lots of other things right now. It's much better to have that kind of day-to-day decision driven and decided here in Arizona.
And, Paul, finally, I'm going to sneak in another question unrelated to that, because I know your familiarity with Robert Mueller. How closely are you watching the outcome of that? And based on what you know, do you think it's been carried out the right way?
Very closely is how closely I'm watching it. And Bob Mueller cuts square corners. Whatever the results will be, we can be certain that it was, in fact, carried out the right way.
Paul Charlton, former U.S. attorney for Arizona. He's currently a partner at Steptoe here in the Valley. Paul, thanks for the time.
Thank you.